What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums?
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Jay's talking with his mouth full. Jay, how do you like those island cookies that I baked on your request?
Exactly what I was looking for.
All right, that's good. So I told Jay we have a deal because Jay's family, they're very supportive of the show. And even though I've actually never met them, I feel like I know them because of how often we talk about family. And I put together a big Christmas tin full of baked goods for his family. And I told him, you cannot eat them all on the way home, and you can't stash them in your room, hide them from the rest of the family, because this is your family's Christmas present. Not your Christmas present, but your family's Christmas present. And so instead, I'm having to let him take some out of the stash that I brought for the newsroom, which I suppose technically you are part of the newsroom.
Yeah, dip it into the community pile.
So you've eaten only island cookies, although I guess you tried the reindeer chow. Do you feel more like Rudolph now?
A little bit. A little Blitzen in me, a little Donner, but yeah.
Nice. Okay, so I sent you the photo. If you check your phone, producer Jay is going to post a photo on our show Twitter account and our Facebook page so you can see the baked goods we're talking about. It's the taste testing show here at CBS Sports Radio. I already warned everyone who's coming in the morning that there would be baked goods to test. And I said, you get more if you tell me how good they are. This is not supposed to be 100% objective. I just need you to feed my baking ego and tell me how good they are. And Marco not only had a snowball, but also tried the mocha cinnamon blondie and really liked it, which is the one I'm most concerned about because I've never made that before. So Jay has had a couple of those, a couple of the island cookies, and the reindeer chow. Anything else you'd like to try?
I've had everything.
You've had everything?
I've had everything. I've had the oatmeal cinnamon, oatmeal chewy bars.
Uh-oh. He's combining recipes now.
And I've even had the walnuts, which aren't even in that bin. So I've had even more than there is to offer tonight.
What's not in the bin? What bin?
What are those, walnut?
Oatmeal caramel oatmeal chewies?
No.
No?
The cookies you made last week.
Double chocolate brownie cookies?
No, they were the kind of flat, remember?
Are we going back to Thanksgiving?
No, this was like last week.
I baked over the weekend, so I didn't bake last week. But
Could have been Sunday night.
Did I bring you something left over from Thanksgiving? Walnut. What did I make that was... Well, Sunday night.
I don't know exactly they were walnuts.
If it was Sunday night, I baked over the weekend. So there were two things. I made the snowballs. I made the mocha cinnamon blondies. But then I also made the oatmeal caramel chewy bars, which have walnuts in them.
I think these were left over that you had brought back just from, you made them earlier and you had some stills.
From Thanksgiving.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, that was the oatmeal butterscotch cookies.
Right, that's it.
That's not walnut, Jay.
I'm sorry. I said I'm not sure.
OMG. Okay, so it's out of sight, out of mind. Also, my friend who is a lieutenant in a state police that I'm not going to identify which state, he's listening to the show right now. Hi, Chris. And he says that I kicked you in the groin, not literally, but figuratively, because I gave you younger brother status.
What? It's not a euphemism, Henry. It's what it sounds like.
So for that, I apologize. If that felt like a swift kick to the groin, my mom told me when I was in second grade, don't kick your brother between the legs. And so I apologize for that. I didn't realize that. Well, I guess it was supposed to be a bit of a slight, but not one that was a kick to the groin. But
my groin's all right.
Chris, oh, thanks for sharing that. Chris just sent me that text, and so now I felt bad, so I had to just clarify. Jay kind of deserves it today, though. I was trying to be serious earlier, and he's laughing at me, and I hate it when I'm trying to be serious and someone laughs at me. It's not cool. So he kind of deserves.
Don't recall that. But.
He kind of, well, that's because you were laughing and weren't paying any attention. He kind of deserves a little bit of the younger brother status, although apparently everyone is on your side, including my friends.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks, Chris. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Or I guess if you have my direct number, you can text me like some of my friends are now. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And yes, Jay is going to share a photo of the baked goods. Oh, it's up already? That's what he was doing when he couldn't remember the name of the cookie that I gave him.
A lot going on.
There's a lot going on. So check it out. On our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then Facebook page too, just so you can see what it is that I've baked, because many of you are asking me, hey, where is a recipe, or what can we see what they look like? Hey, Jay, I'm looking and I don't see it. Are you sure it's up on our show Twitter?
Huh. I put it on Facebook like you asked.
Not on our show Twitter?
Not yet. I put it on the Facebook first.
Okay. Can you hear the edge in his voice? It's been like that all day, except for when I had an edge in my voice and then he was laughing. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. So, you know, now we're, that's how it's going. But see, he can't stay that way for long because I have the baked goods. Actually, he has the ones for his family. But if you eat those, if they don't make it home to your family with the ribbon still tied on it, you are in deep doo-doo.
Oh, that was a good move.
No, that is the end of the baked goods to the Boccioni family. If those don't make it home with the lid still on and the ribbon still tied.
That was a good move with the ribbon. That was smart.
I am entrusting you with that. Your family needs to know that I care about them and I appreciate their support. So that better not get touched. If I tell you it's booby trapped like the mason jar, but only for you, only for you. All right. So on Twitter or Facebook, at some point he'll get around to posting the photo on Facebook or Twitter as well. You can see the baked goods. And I just don't think I'm going to be able to post all of the recipes before Christmas. Many of you are asking. I appreciate that. You're so kind. Maybe give me a little time and I'll try to get to it. But not Thursday because I have an 8-hour drive. If you all want to keep me company, though. No, never mind. I was going to say you could call me, but nope, that was a bad idea. I don't even know where that came from. In 10 minutes, your NFC edition of QB News to get you set for week 15 in the NFL, which is crazy, right? Totally crazy. But even before we get there, I alluded to this and kind of went through the quarterback changes earlier this week because it blows me away. We're talking about 2/3 of the teams in the NFL now that have used multiple quarterbacks, primarily because of injuries, but not completely because of injuries. Are you ready? Shall we rack it up? Let's go. Well, let's start in the NFC West because that's where we're going to kick off week 15 in Seattle, the Pacific Northwest. We know that the Rams have already lost their Super Bowl winning quarterback in Matthew Stafford. He's done for the rest of the way. Then they were going with John Wolford. They even used Bryce Perkins. They now have Baker Mayfield. By the way, Baker Mayfield was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Hello.
Just for fun, I know it's at the top of our After Hours Daily Cuts folder, Jay. Can we go back to Thursday night, week 14, in the post-game locker room with Sean McVay, Baker Mayfield, and the Rams? This is one of the highlights of the season for me.
Taylor Rapp closing it out. So many big-time stops defensively. Van Jefferson, Ben Skowronek making plays. Yep. All right, but to be able to come in here 10 minutes ago and help lead us to a victory. See you guys on Monday. Baker Mayfield. Yeah!
home, man. Yeah. Come on! Rams on three. 1, 2, 3. Rams!
I'm still blown away by that. First of all, home as in home with a team that loves me and wants me. Yes. Not home as in where he's from. We actually had to go back and confirm that because we were sure he was from Texas, but we didn't know when he said home. We were a little bit nervous. So anyway, the idea that Baker Mayfield is the fourth starting quarterback or the fourth quarterback for the Rams just blows me away. What a storyline. So I love that, but that's where we're starting in the NFC West. The Arizona Cardinals have now lost their starting quarterback, the one they paid to begin the season. Kyler Murray is out the rest of the way with a torn ACL, which means Colt McCoy will be their starter to finish out this year. I don't know what that means about next year. They just paid Kyler. They really can't afford to bring in someone else. And while Colt McCoy is a solid backup option, it completely changes the offense. Completely changes the offense from Kyler. The Seattle Seahawks, they've had Geno Smith all season. They're the one team in that division that has not used multiple QBs. Isn't that crazy? Jay, that's crazy. Just to say it out loud, in the NFC West, which is supposed to be or was supposed to be the toughest division in football, if not the top two, and the only team that has used the same quarterback all season is Seattle.
Yeah, the one where we thought he'd be out probably the earliest.
Well, maybe just that he was a bridge quarterback and not, hey, we're set for the future here. This is who we have because there's no one else available type of thing. And that's not what Pete Carroll said. And I think Geno Smith has certainly validated Pete's confidence in him, but it blows me away. Like I said, Rams have used four quarterbacks. Cardinals have used two. The Niners have used three, right? Because they've gone from Trey Lance to Jimmy Garoppolo to Brock Purdy. The Seahawks are the only team in the NFC West that have used a quarterback, just one. So there's three of four right there. In Tampa, well, Tom Brady is still the lord of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, though it's not been a great season for Tampa. We know all about them, below 500. The Panthers have also used three quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, PJ Walker, Sam Darnold. We know where Baker is now. The Atlanta Falcons are about to make a quarterback change. Coming out of their bye, they're benching Marcus Mariota. In fact, he's left the team reportedly and has put himself on IR while Arthur Smith is turning to Desmond Ridder. We'll hear from him next segment. And the New Orleans Saints. We always know Taysom Hill spells at quarterback, but they started the season with Jameis Winston. They're now going with Andy Dalton. Two divisions, six different teams with multiple quarterbacks. That's 75%. We're just talking two divisions. Minnesota Vikings are set with Kirk Cousins. The Detroit Lions, they love Jared Goff. This is a resurgent season. I wouldn't be surprised, Jay. Here's an option. Does Jared Goff win comeback player of the year? It's usually about injuries and guys coming back from injury, but I don't know. He could be a candidate.
Certainly possible. I mean, I'm trying to think just, I don't know, injury to guys from last year, but I mean, he's totally changed the narrative about him. I mean, to the point now where Lions fans aren't even sure if they want to draft a quarterback anymore next year. I mean, it's fair.
And if they end up in the playoffs, which they are still right now knocking on the door, they might not have a high enough draft pick, though next year's draft is supposed to be rich in QBs. The Green Bay Packers have used Jordan Love. Remember the game when Aaron Rodgers took himself out? He had the rib issue and was worried about a potential collapsed lung. And the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields was out for a time because of, he had a rib injury too, right? Oh, shoulder injury. And so Justin missed a few games. So right now we're talking about 9 out of 12. And then let's advance into the NFC East. The Eagles, well, they've got an MVP candidate at quarterback. Dallas Cowboys lost Dak Prescott in the first week of the season. Cooper Rush started 5 games.
It's Cooper Clutch.
The Washington Commanders have made a quarterback change. They went from Carson Wentz to Taylor Heineke. And then the New York Giants. Now, mostly they've had Daniel Jones, but Daniel was out briefly. Who did we see on the field?
Tyrod Taylor.
That's right. We saw Tyrod Taylor. So think about it. We're talking about in the NFC, the majority of teams. There's really only one team in each division one or two in the case of the NFC North that have not used multiple quarterbacks. That could explain why the conference is so top heavy. And that's just the NFC. So on that note, we'll get to the NFC version of QB news, setting Thursday night football up on top because that's where we start in Seattle, and then running through some of the matchups this weekend. 1 month left in the NFL regular season. So the NFC is on deck. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Jay did share the photo of the baked goods. Brownie points if you can guess which ones are which. And yes, I can certainly provide some recipes at some point. And then we're always pleased when
you... Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Check out our podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com, here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh, my goodness, it's tossed. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it. Touchdown, L.A.
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone. Oh, he's got it.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City!
And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown, Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
I promised you we would start week 15 prep with Thursday night football. It happens to be a doozy. I'll be listening to it in the car while I'm on my way to Virginia. Well, Blacksburg, Virginia. Looking forward to the NFL to keep me company. We'll have to talk about it when we reconvene. Geno Smith, the stable starter in the NFC West. And he certainly recognizes how important this game, not only because they've dropped 3 of 4 and they're on the outside of the playoffs looking in, but because that Niners defense is the best in the league. So how do you beat them?
Obviously, protecting the ball is the main thing. And, you know, being more efficient on first and second down. I think that was somewhere we struggled at in that game. I thought we were decent on third down. But, you know, we can't have negative plays on first and second down. I think that hurts us too much. I think, you know, it gets us off schedule. And, you know, it's not a good way to play. So, you know, for me, it's just to, you know, stay on schedule, get the ball out, be efficient, and then take care of the football.
Kyle Shanahan has seen a lot of Geno Smith, though probably not as much as he would like to go into this game, right? Because Geno has been a spot starter. This is his first steady gig in quite a while. And Kyle had to do a crash course to get ready.
I've never known him personally, but I know that he's talented. I know he's had good games, and he's been given this opportunity this year. And the way he came out, everyone noticed right away, and he really hasn't wavered all year. And I'd like to say I'm happy for him because I'm happy for anybody to do stuff like that. wish he did another division or a different year, but hopefully he'll struggle Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, touche, Kyle Shanahan. Geno Smith being asked about your rookie quarterback who will make his second start on Thursday night on a short week.
He's giving them a new added spark. And for us, man, our defense and our fans and the entire crowd, we got to make it hard on them. You know, we got to make it as tough as possible. And I know we'll be ready for that, you know, come Thursday night.
So it's Geno Smith for the Seahawks, who've dropped 3 of 4. It is Brock Purdy for one of the hottest teams in the NFL. The San Francisco 49ers are winners of 6 straight, and they're now at 9-4. So they could get to double-figure wins come Thursday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Coming off of their bye, the Atlanta Falcons are turning to rookie Desmond Ridder to replace Marcus Mariota as their starter.
It's excitement. This is my dream job was obviously to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. So, you know, I don't know what everyone's dream job was, but I'm sure if they got the call to go do their dream job, they'd be pretty excited.
I certainly did get the call for my dream job, and it was the best career move I've ever made. I hope it works out just as well for Desmond Ridder. What did the coaches tell him when they gave him the nod and made him the starter?
Saying that I'm prepared for this. You know, this is what they've been preparing me for, excuse me. You know, they didn't want to baby me and give me, you know, all the little ticks and tricks. So, you know, it's just been exciting to, you know, have this whole process come around and obviously be in this situation.
In the last month, you've seen a lot of accelerated growth. You know, there's a lot of things we're going to ask quarterback to do. We feel comfortable where he's at. We're excited to see what it looks like on Sunday.
Well, their offense is second to last in the NFL in passing yards per game. They average more running yards per game than passing yards per game. If Ridder can provide some balance or a jolt to the offense, it will be a move well made by Arthur Smith. So that's the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints coming up in week 15. I have to keep saying it because it blows me away that it's crunch time in the NFL. That's one of the early games at the Superdome in New Orleans. Thinking about the Carolina Panthers, I've seen a few texts from Panthers fans who dare to use the P word, playoffs, postseason. I say, if you can dare to dream, it just means that you are one heck of a sports fan. And the Panthers, behind Steve Wilks, they've played hard. They've won games with some pretty challenging odds staring them in the face. And so now Carolina will host Pittsburgh, also a team that still has a door and a path open to the playoffs. Both teams should be in desperation mode. Sam Darnold, is anything different now that you actually have a shot?
Every game, no matter whether you're in the playoff contention or what have you, every game matters to everyone. You know, no matter if you're technically out of the playoffs or if you're fighting for a playoff spot or if, you know, you're fighting for a one seed, you know, it's all the same. You know, we're all professionals in the NFL, and we all want to go out there and play really good football. And that's just how it is. That's how we approach the game.
Sam Darnold. They traded for him last year. They benched him in favor of Baker Mayfield. He got hurt. Then he had to wait through PJ Walker and another stint with Baker, and now he's the starter? Wow. Talk about coming full circle. Yes, that's a game that matters for both the NFC South as well as the AFC North. It's After Hours, CBS Sports
Don't
Radio.
Really care.
Best team, you're such a liar. Best team in the NFL is the Philadelphia Eagles, the only team that has clinched a playoff spot so far. Not the division title, but a playoff spot. And the Eagles will be on the road at the Bears. Ooh, could be looking at some fun winter weather in Chicago. A lot of chatter around Jalen Hurts about him being the front runner for MVP. That includes his top receiver, A.J. Brown.
He doesn't really care about the MVP, but you know, we all rooting for him, you know, to win the MVP. So we're definitely trying to do our part and make sure we keep this thing rolling and keep winning games, because I know that's a deciding factor in it, too. He's just been locked in. He's just been locked in. A couple weeks ago, they took away the pass, and he ran, you know. And then the other week, it was vice versa, you know. So that just kind of tell you how locked in he is. And I know it's a tight race between him and Mahomes, but, you know, Mahomes is a really good quarterback, too. But half of the games that we played, and Jalen Hurts didn't play in the second half, you know?
No question. Yeah, so, you got a good point there.
You know, so I think that has to be like the edge, you know?
A.J. Brown on the All Things Covered podcast, making the case for Jalen Hurts, his quarterback, his new quarterback, as MVP. And here are some of the numbers. The Eagles lead the NFL in points per game, just shy of 30 points per game. And that includes 48 against the New York Giants in their division last week. They also are tied for second in rushing yards per game, 162.2 yards on the ground. And then they're in the top 15 when it comes to passing yards per game. But this is a team that can hurt you a variety of ways. And I say it over and over. The Eagles can force defenses to pick their poison because they have so many different weapons around Jalen Hurts. As for Jalen, he knows that Justin Fields, when healthy, when put in the right offense, is also an incredible weapon.
Talking about Justin Fields, he's always been a player that I've had a lot of respect for. At Georgia, at Ohio State, coming into the Bears and doing what he's been able to do in a short time. You know, he just continued to climb. And there's a definite threat over there. So I know we have to be prepared for him.
I was laughing only because there are times where you just can't recover in front of a microphone. There are times where I'm about to cough or sometimes when I need to sneeze and there's nothing I can do. I can't turn off the microphone quickly enough.
Excuse me.
Or in his case, that sounds like a burp to me, no?
A little acid reflux.
Or as Jay likes to say, this is his favorite word, I just aspirated. I just aspirated, don't you?
That's a good word.
Yes, it is. So the Eagles are now at 12-1, and obviously they've got the two-game lead on the Cowboys. Both teams have won four in a row in the NFC East. This weekend, as I said, it's Eagles at the Bears. The Cowboys are on the road at Jacksonville. So after nearly losing to the Texans at home, they hit the road against a team that's feeling itself in the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, moving on now. More NFC QB news. Daniel Jones and the Giants. They've got one win in their last six tries, and they are fading back in that same division. And guess what? Coming off a bye, the Washington Commanders ready to greet them on Sunday Night Football. Daniel Jones knows it doesn't get bigger than this.
It's a really big game, for all of us. And, you know, it's a big divisional game on the road in December. So, you know, yeah, it's a big game for us.
Producer Jay, what happened the last time these two teams met 2 weeks ago?
Not a whole lot of much. A tie.
It's the worst. What was it? The last seven possessions combined between the two from the fourth quarter into overtime? Nothing.
It was bad.
As in nada. There was a missed field goal in there, but that was about it. Otherwise, it was brutal. Now, Brian Daboll said at the time that he felt like the best option was to play for a tie toward the end, and that meant not going for it on a fourth down, blah, blah, blah. I do logically understand that argument, but I hate it. With all of my emotions, with all of my being, there should be no ties in professional team sports. And yes, that does include soccer. I don't love those either. So it's the Giants and it's the Commanders and it's a reboot. It's reflux.
The one no one asked for.
Oh, and it got flexed into Sunday Night Football. Why can't we get the Lions and the Jets flexed into Sunday Night Football?
Who says we can't get flexed?
See, that's what I'm saying, Dan Campbell. I'm on your side. All right, speaking of the NFC North, well, Kirk Cousins and the Vikings, they've missed on a couple of opportunities to clinch the division. It could happen this weekend, but Minnesota, they don't make anything easy. The Vikings refuse to take the easy road. And so right now for Kirk Cousins, it's weather turning colder. You've got every team giving you your best shot. So what do you want to see from the offense? Do you think it's better to pass or run?
It's a great question, and it's one I've asked myself a lot through my career. Oh. I do think that efficiency running the football makes everything a lot easier. So you can do it other ways, but I think always the preferred way is to be able to start by running the football effectively. But there's no doubt that you're going to have games where you need to find a way to win without running the football as well. So it's more on a larger sample size scale where you want to be a team that can really lean on the run game.
Vikings and Colts start off Week 15's Saturday slate. It's a triple header, similar to, say, a Thanksgiving Day. So, yeah, Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium hosting the Colts. Jeff Saturday still gunning for that full-time job there as the head coach. If the Vikings can't take care of business in this one, I don't think they have any business winning the NFC North, though they do still have a sizable lead and a cushion. But I need them to be pushed. I need them to feel the pressure a little bit so I can understand what we're going to see from them in the playoffs. They don't yet have to worry about the Lions in terms of the division title, but the Lions have won 5 of their last 6. They've got another stiff test on the road at the New York Jets, whose defense is among the best in the NFL. Jared Goff is finally getting a little recognition for what he's been able to do in his second year as the Lions QB.
It's fun to be on a team that's winning games, that's all.
I mean, I bet.
It's sure, I'm doing some good things, but we've won a lot of big games recently with the same guys that were part of the 1-6 and part of last year's team, and that's the most satisfying thing.
He's led a team to a Super Bowl, and when he's back there and he's good comfortable, point. He's as good as anybody in this game, and he's playing at a very high level. He's taking care of the football. He's playing with tremendous confidence, I mean, I think he's only been sacked 19 times, so it's, you know, like, especially a guy like him, if you let it be 7-on-7, he's going to kill you. And for credit to their O-line, they're making it 7-on-7, and he's doing a great job delivering the football.
The Lions are top 5 in points per game. Jared Goff is, well, he's leading a passing attack that's top 7 in yards per game, but they also have a run game that is in the top 12 in the NFL. As for Jared personally, as I say, generally the comeback player of the year goes to a guy who was injured, so I can understand if Jared's not a front runner. But in his second year with the Lions, 3,300 plus yards, 22 touchdowns, only 7 interceptions. Wasn't that the major knock on him when the Rams traded him? The fact that he was turning the ball over way too much. And we're just not seeing that this year with the Lions. A big reason why they're able to outscore opponents, even though sometimes their defense is, well, it's young and inexperienced, it can be spotty. By the way, a listener reminded me on Twitter, I think, that the Lions actually have the Rams' first round pick this year. So while their pick may be middle of the pack, the Rams right now are in the top 5 because of how bad their season's been. So thank you for reminding me of that. It's going to be a banner draft for the Detroit Lions and their fans. All right, one more here from the NFC. Aaron Rodgers, we did not save the best for last. I'm so sorry about this. What did you do during your bye week, Aaron?
I went to the beach, worked on my tan.
On the Pat McAfee show.
You know, wore a lot of tank tops, which
okay.
I don't know if you're wearing one today, but
what are you talking about?
Yeah, showed off my belly button a little bit and had a good time.
Okay. I understand that they talked about this on Pat McAfee, and you hear Pat in the background say, that's what I'm talking about. He's known for his tank tops that he wears on every show, regardless of the fact that it's winter. But how about talk about the football game? Are you mean to tell me he didn't speak at all on Wednesday, Producer Jay? You just felt like this was a better representation of A-Ron?
Honestly, there was him on Davante Adams, the other one we had yesterday, him about facing his fears.
But that was
death.
Only on Pat McAfee, though. What about his actual press conference?
Didn't see. I only saw the McAfee.
Jay just likes it when Aaron Rodgers says wacky stuff because he gets a reaction out of me.
Pretty that, nice.
No. Negative, Ghost Rider. Anyway, it's the Rams and the Packers on Monday Night Football. Remember when that would have been a really high-profile game? I suppose the Packers do still have something to play for. So you're telling me there's a chance. All right, coming up, we will get to the AFC version of QB News next hour. But Von Miller, even though he's got a torn ACL and had knee surgery, is still hosting a podcast. And his guest this week, Micah Parsons. Good stuff. And stuff that got back to the Eagles locker room. Oh, speaking of getting a rise out of somebody.
You are listening to the...
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
After Hours Podcast.
Empty gun for Heinicke. Fourth and two. Back to throw. Rush. Sacked by Parsons. The ball fumbled out. Recovered by Dallas. They'll run it down the sideline. Doris Armstrong dances in. That'll be a Dallas touchdown.
I'm here to play. Like, I don't want to be held back. Like, let me go. You know, I don't want to play. You know, I live to play the game. This is what I live for, you know. I don't really have too many things that get me up to this amount of excitement, this energy, the thrill I get from playing football.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Micah Parsons is definitely a beast that makes the Cowboys defense so tough, so fierce. So aggressive. Love to watch him play football. And in what is now a second year with this Dan Quinn defense, they are a force to be reckoned with. It's not just him, but I love his motor. I love his leadership. And boy, do I love hearing him talk. Micah was on Von Miller's podcast, which is called the Von Cast. And he's the guy who, were they 8-2? Maybe when he was asked, actually, Jay will find the cut for us because it was so funny. He just has this way of kind of telling you what he thinks, and he doesn't get all melodramatic about it. He just talks and just answers questions. And so I really enjoy hearing him. The conversation that they had about Jalen Hurts on the Von Cast was funny. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for all of your compliments on the baked goods. Jay posted a photo so that you could see it. Too bad you can't smell it through the photo. But on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. And then, again, you can guess the number of M&Ms in our Christmas Mason jar in order to win After Hours swag. So this has got to be one of my favorite Micah Parsons responses all year long. He was asked about, what was it, being 8-2?
6-2 is okay.
Oh, 6-2.
You know, I prefer 8-0. You know, that's just me. You know, I don't know who else agrees with that. But, you know, it's cool. But, like, we just got to keep going, you know. There's so much football left.
I mean, duh. I'd prefer 8-0.
6-2 is okay.
I don't know who else agrees with that. That's my favorite part. No, nobody else in the locker room agrees. You're
That's
the only
just me.
One.
You know, I don't know who else agrees with that.
He's so funny. Anyway, so Micah Parsons with Von Miller, and this is Von kind of pumping him up, which I certainly understand. They play well. They pursue quarterbacks with the same ferocity. They play a similar style, and Von was touting Micah and the fact that he's going to get paid.
When it's time to pay you, bro, it's going to be like, I don't know, we're jump a little bit. we jump a little bit, bro. But when it's time for you, bro, that's going to be crazy. You might get your own team, bro. You might go play for the Arlington Micah Parsons. Everybody going to be wearing number 11, quarterback everybody, bro. You're going to have your own team.
So Von Miller and Micah Parsons talking about Micah's next contract and how the Cowboys might just have to rename them the Micah Parsons and everybody on the roster will wear number 11. I'm sure Jerry Jones would be down with that. No problem. Also, I'm pretty confident that Jerry's going to make sure Micah is satisfied and gets paid. probably going to be a break the bank type of contract for a defensive player. Because
get me some oxygen.
Or get me some Jack. Didn't he pay Dan Quinn an exorbitant amount of money to remain their defensive coordinator so he wouldn't take a job last season with another team as a head coach? Now he's going to pay one of the stars of that defense that makes it go. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I wish Vaughn was playing. I miss Vaughn. He's definitely a game changer, and the Bills brought him in so that he could be the commander and the captain of their defense. They're not the same without him. He's a master at his craft, but he's also a great talker and a fun dresser too, actually. He's got an array of glasses. Anyway, so I'll have to continue to listen to his podcast if we don't get him on the field. Now, here's a fun exchange that actually made it all the way to the Eagles locker room. Micah Parsons talking about Jalen Hurts as a potential MVP candidate.
We look at the Eagles. Is it Hurts or the team? I think it's a little bit of both, man. I think it's
system and team.
I just love the game so much, and I understand it so much that, like, I can't. I when things are off, I just can't, like, hold it in. Like, I almost got to say something. Like,
yeah, you're right. They got a great team, great defense.
But everyone has their own opinions, like.
But they got – so Jalen Hurts is
– he's good.
Probably good that we cut it off right there. He's asking the question, simply posing the question, is it Jalen or is it the team? Now, you could say chicken or egg here, right? Because the team doesn't run without Jalen. He's the quarterback. He's the point guard. He's the driving force. He has to deliver the football. He has to make the right reads at the line. He has to call the plays, blah, blah, blah. Well, he has to relay the plays from his OC and from his head coach. It doesn't work without Jalen. All those weapons can be out there on the field, but if Jalen's not doing what he needs to do, it doesn't matter who's out there on the field. At the same time, yes, they're stacked. It's harder to get to Jalen Hurts because of his athleticism, but also because he's got so many different guys that he can get, that he can distribute the ball to. If you come after him, you're in danger of exposing your six. Anyway, offensive lineman Jordan Mailata was asked about Micah Parsons' comment. So that's how quickly it got to the Eagles locker room.
Yeah, I'm going to worry about the Chicago Bears this week, mate. Worry about this game. Michael should worry about his game this week, too. So even if they have a game. I don't know who the f*** they're playing, but part of my language. I mean, just worry about you got this week. You know, that's how we do it here. Not going to worry about any other comments anybody said. That's just how we focus and run about our business. We got the Chicago Bears, not the Chicago Micah Parsons.
So I guess the entire quote, actually maybe the entire podcast made it into their locker room because that's what Vaughn was saying. They might just have to rename the Cowboys the Micah Parsons.
Not the Chicago Micah Parsons.
Would they still be America's team if they're America's Micah Parsons?
Arguably more.
I don't know how anybody else feels about it. I'd prefer to be 8-0. I mean, that's cool, but oh my goodness,
6-2 is okay. You know, I prefer 8-0.
I don't know why that strikes me so
funny.
That's
just me. You know, I don't know who else agrees with that.
Jay and I have laughed over that cut so much. He's just so matter of fact about it. And, you know, I'd actually prefer not to be 6-2, if you must know.
6-2 is okay.
I mean, it's all right, but it's like saying, I mean, you know, the fish is all right, but I prefer the steak, if you don't mind. Anyway, Jordan's like, I don't know who the bleep they play this week, but we're not facing the Chicago Micah Parsons.
Even if they have a game, I don't know who the f- they're playing, but
oh wait, I know, it's the Jaguars. In fact, Dallas is on the road in Jacksonville, so they are gonna have a heck of a lot nicer weather than you are in Chicago. At least generally, that's how it works. I know there are 8,422,917 podcasts available, probably all of those in the sports genre, but I do appreciate the fact that so many athletes have their own podcasts because we get them in a different light, in a different forum. very often we have the type of audio that you would never get at a press conference post game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.